10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, August 4th, and the August meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. Roll call. Dale Nyblad, present. Suzanne Coleman?
Present.
Sherry May?
Present.
Eileen Pettit?
Present.
Michael Cera?
Present.
Deb Bright? Not yet. Okay. We also have on the call, we have Megan Darien, the Executive Director, and Scott Donald, our Assistant Attorney General. Declaration of Conflicts of Interest. I hear none. We shall proceed. Review, discuss, and approval of the minutes. We'll start with the June 2nd.
Okay, this is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes as written for the June 2nd, 2021 telephonic board meeting minutes.
Okay, Sherry, you can't second this, so I would like someone else to do the second since you weren't at the meeting.
Yep, I know.
This is Eileen Puttett, and I will second it.
Thank you, Eileen. It's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes as written for the June 2nd meeting. Any discussion? Do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblad, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays? Oh, I'm sorry, you can't vote. You can't vote. Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
And Michael Cyril?
Aye.
June 2nd minutes are approved as written. Now we'll move to the next item, which is the July 15th emergency calls meeting that we held.
This is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes as written for the July 15th, 2021 telephonic board meeting.
This is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes as written for our meeting on July 15th. We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblad, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Deb Bright? Aye.
Deb, you can't vote because you weren't on that call, but we're glad you're with us.
Okay. Thank you.
That's perfect. Thank you. I'm glad to have you.
Thanks.
Good hearing you. Okay, so that means no other further discussion. We have a motion to unanimously approve the July 15th telephonic board meeting. Okay, agency review, agency operations director's report. First thing is a statute overview by the statute committee. We had a statute committee meeting and the three of us all agree that we don't recommend any changes to the statute at this time. We've got all our rule changes that have been accomplished. So I would entertain a motion that we are going to recommend no changes to our current statute.
Okay, this is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we not recommend any changes to our current statutes.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to do no changes to our current statutes. We'll do a roll call vote again. Dale Nyblad, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Deb?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, we will notate in the minutes that we have agreed to do no changes at this time. Megan, 4B.
The renewal establishment of 2021 ended with 102 establishments and 97 completion.
Good. We'll take 97. It's a pretty good score. That's an A.
Yes.
4C, rule changes.
The notice of dock opening was published in Arizona Administrative Register, Volume 21, Issue 29, on July 16, 2021. Furthermore, notice of proposed rulemaking was published in Arizona Administrative Register, Volume 27, Issue 30, on July 23, 2021. In addition, the oral proceeding on the proposed rule would be on Monday, August 23rd, 2021, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So we are making a lot of progress for this rule change.
I notice on the website the new changes are on the website.
Yes.
Good. Performance audit, sunset review, 6-month follow-up?
Yes, the performance audit and sunset review, 6-month follow-up is almost finished. With the board decision of statute changes as the last pending recommendations. That was the last pending that they were holding up for the committee to make a decision about the statute changes. So. Big progress on that as well.
Good. Okay, let's move on to possible violations. We'll start with A. Scott, your reaction to redacting their last name on their license, do you think that is acceptable under our current rules, or does that meet the posting it in clear and visible area?
Well, Mr. Chair, ultimately, any interpretation of board statutes would have to be made by the board. What I can do is provide what I believe is some legal guidance. I couldn't tell you how to interpret the statute, but I can give you Scott may assist in interpreting it.
I would appreciate your view on this. How you would take it.
Certainly, Mr. Chair. And I don't think we need to go into, if the board would like to go into executive session for legal, we can, but I don't think that it needs to be for this. Quite frankly, Mr. Chair, I believe that the rule is very clear. Display of license, display all licenses in a conspicuous place. The argument that a license is displayed by hanging it on the wall, even though you put black tape across part of it to intentionally hide the name or the license number or other information on the license, is a completely ludicrous argument. That license is not legally displayed. Legal guidance would be that the license is not displayed if it has intentionally been hidden. Purpose of this license would be for a member of the public to be able to obviously view the information on the license. Otherwise, there's no purpose to having a display of a license. It is for the public to notice and to provide them with specific information. And even if it comes down to a simple definition of the word display, certainly eviscerates that argument. So, Mr. Chair, as board counsel, I believe that, yes, the board absolutely would be able to interpret its statute to find that intentionally hiding information on a license, regardless of whether the license itself physically is displayed in a conspicuous manner, hiding information on it would constitute a violation of the rule requiring the display of license in a conspicuous place.
I interpret the rule as the public's right to know type of thing. That would be rule 4-20-113, I believe is what it refers to.
Yes.
And I think he should know that his license number is on that, and anybody that's really interested in his name, they can go to the registry and find it. Anyway, so I would deem this, we have to, decide. I think it is a violation, and I think it'd be as a first time thing. I think it would be up to us to do a letter of censure explaining the board's ruling?
Mr. Chair, if the board believes that if the board would like to move forward with this, then the board can't make a finding right now about whether it does constitute a violation and what any discipline would be. What the board could do would be to make an offer of a decision in order for resolution of the case, and then the matter could be re-agendized for the next meeting, so that if the registrant does not wish to enter into any kind of a decision in order, it could be agendized and the board could potentially forward the matter for a hearing for violation of board statutes and then for appropriate discipline as necessary.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion suggesting we do that, and then this will be another item agendized for the September meeting as well.
So the motion that you would entertain is to put this back on the agenda for next month's meeting?
Well, that is going to be our follow-up. We are going to send a notice of the violation. We are going to inform
violation. I see.
That the board deems this as a violation of our set rules.
Well, Mr. Chair, okay. If I may just make sure that I appropriately understand and see if I'm repeating this back properly, but is the motion then, or is the chair's idea then to make it an offer of a decision in order for a potential letter of censure for violation of board statutes and rules?
Correct.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I was clear. Thank you.
Okay. So this is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we send a letter of censure to Roy P. Christensen Thielen regarding this violation of the rule about displaying the license in a conspicuous place without anything hidden.
If I may, I hate to interrupt, but this would not necessarily be to send a letter of censure, but rather to make an offer of a decision in order for a letter of censure.
Right.
This hasn't actually been to a hearing yet, so the board wouldn't be able to But you can make an offer.
Okay, got it. So I'll restate that. Sorry about that. Thank you. So this is Suzanne Coleman. I would like to make a motion to send a letter of an offer for censure for Roy P. Christensen Thielen in the case of this particular violation of the displaying of his license.
Sherry?
Oh, I would like to second that. This is Sherry Mays.
It's amazing seconded to up the offer of settlement without censure to come to an agreement with this particular licensee about how to properly display his license. We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Sue?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Okay, that motion is passed unanimously. We're going to move on to 5B. I'm going to redo the agenda and have that prior after 6C. So we'll come back to this one. We'll move on to 6A, applications for license.
Okay. This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the application for licensed opticians from the following: Adrian Michelle Oy, Austin Walter Borchert, Ayadel Alakunle Kehinde, Brittany Janae Pulv, Jaleesa Sekla Patricia Smart, Catherine Aubrey Oschlager, Kaylin Patricia Pyre, Kyla Danielle Teske, Lynn Marie Gannon, Michelle Cheeks De Fuentes, Peng Seng Khan.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve these applications for licensure, and we will put it now to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
It is unanimously approved to accept these applications for license. We now have 11 new licensed opticians in our state. Congratulations to the new licensees. We'll move on to 6B, applications for comedy.
Okay, this is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the application for comedy from the following applicants: Margo Ann Wilson of Washington and Sarah Beth Posey from Tennessee.
Well, this is Sherry Mays. I would like to second that.
And moved and seconded to accept the application for comedy from the two applicants. Do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
And Deb Bright?
Aye.
Well, that brings to 13 the number of new Arizona licensed opticians. Congratulations to the two for comment. Move on to C, application for establishment license.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the applications for establishment licenses from the following applicants: Barnett Delaney Perkins of Glendale, Nationwide Vision Center 33095 in Mesa, Nationwide Vision Center 33102 Gilbert, Oakley B025 in Scottsdale, Quay Eyewear Incorporated in Scottsdale, Super Vista North America Inc., doing business as Brillin.com, iTest TriGo in Tempe, Super Vista North America Incorporated, doing business as Brillin.com, iTest TriGo, Moon Valley in Phoenix, Alverdon Opticals at Maine, Sunrise, Green Valley, Campbell, Tanca Verde, Costas Adobe's Optical, Silver Bell Eye Care, and Family Vision Center.
This is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
Glaucoma, cataracts, and vision complications due to diabetes
are
all serious conditions of the eye. The
nation. Does anyone know who phone that is?
Dedicated to the diagnosis. And
I do not know.
No, I don't either.
Conditions of the eye.
Please. I don't know who it is. Chris Yost from AEG, and it might be our district manager from Alvernon. So I'm trying to track that. I heard a message there. Looks like we're better now.
Have you become a Facebook fan of Nationwide Vision? Our Facebook page is your source for the latest eye care news.
You need to mute your phone, sir.
Online-only promotions and more.
I think maybe someone has us on hold. And that's,
yeah,
that's
they do.
Exactly it. Yeah.
Recording.
This is Stacia, the district manager from Tucson for AEG Vision. I don't have anyone on hold.
At Nationwide Vision, we accept all major vision plans and state access plans.
Well, it's coming from Nationwide. I'm wondering if it's Roy.
Yeah.
Please put your phones on mute.
If you wear contacts, you'll be happy to know that Nationwide Vision has an extensive collection of contact lenses, contact solutions, and supplies, all at Arizona's best prices.
Okay, so.
Should we hang up and call back?
No. Please, your phones on mute.
Arizona's best selection of eyeglasses and contacts. Best of all, the doctors of Nationwide Vision make your family's eye care affordable.
Hello?
backup.
I think it's fine now.
Okay. We've had it moved and seconded to accept these applications for establishment license for all the locations on the list. And we'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman. If you're a public member, please put your phones on mute.
And don't put us on hold, please.
Okay, Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Okay, we've got unanimous approval of applications for the establishment license for all the locations listed. Now we'll move on to the violation. 5C, no establishment license for the 8 AEG locations. And reviewing our information, AEG was also on the board meeting in 2020 for the same thing of not transferring the new ownership information, with new applications for establishment licenses. Now that we have approved the application for the establishment license, we need to look at the violation for these 8 locations. And they are in violation of one for 2 years operating technically without a license. Because once there's a change in ownership, you have 30 days to make that application to the board to notify of the change in ownership. And I've received the documentation from AEG, and they admit they did it. That's why they've done this. But we do have to deal with the fact that we have 8 locations that are in violation. Standard procedure for a violation of a rule of the board is a $250 fine per location. And I would like to see if Megan, I would like to assign Megan and our Assistant Attorney General Scott to work with AEG on a consent agreement to resolve this so we can deal with the violations. And I would move that the follow-up to this will be done on our September 1st meeting, where we will see where we stand on that consent. Megan, would you and Scott go forward with that and contact the appropriate people to try to make that happen?
Sure, sir.
Mm-hmm. And then when we get down to where we are, then we will have a board vote on accepting the agreement or not on the September agenda. So we are going to move this one forward to a September agenda item.
Mr. Chair, if I may,
yes.
I think you started by making a motion, so it would still need to be seconded and voted upon.
I thought we had to get you guys involved first for a consent agreement before we did a board motion.
Absolutely, Mr. Chair, but I believe you started off by saying that you moved that the executive director and I enter into a discussion with the registrants regarding a consent agreement.
Okay.
You outlined the financial terms that the board has typically accepted.
Suzanne, you want to go ahead and make that motion? We'll put it to a board vote.
You want me to second that motion that you made?
I guess I can make it.
Suzanne Coleman, and I will second that motion.
So it's been moved by Dale Nyblade, Chairman of the Board, and seconded by Suzanne Coleman, Vice Chairman, that we have made this out with the AEG on the fine settlements for the 8 locations in violation of no establishment license. I'll do a roll call vote on that. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
And Deb Bright?
Aye.
Okay. Move on to item 7, future meeting dates, 2021 schedule. We've got September, October, November, December. Future agenda items, we are going to be moving 5A and 5B, A through H, onto the September agenda for follow-ups. I don't know, does anybody have any other agenda items they want to have moved?
Hello, this is Tricia McCormick from AEG Vision. Is there a moment for public comment?
That's our next item.
Thank you.
Okay, call to the public. Now you go. Go, Patricia.
So I just heard the request in the motion that was approved for to enter into a consent agreement. And you have said that we had admitted to the violation, and I think we haven't. In fact, what we have tried to explain to the board is there was no effective change of ownership until the licenses that you just approved were filed, or the applications that you just approved were filed, that the former owner continued to own the establishment, the optical establishment, until now. It is true that we entered into a purchase agreement to purchase certain assets from the former owner, but that such assets were not transferred until July. I don't have the exact date with me. So we had renewed the establishment licenses in the former owner's name until such time as the transfer of ownership actually happened. So while we are happy to work with you, we do deny that there has been a continuing violation for failure to receive those licenses.
Mr. Cherry, if I may, as this actually addresses an earlier agenda item, perhaps the board should reopen 5B, because if it were done under call to the public, then the board would not be able to respond to anything you just said. So this may be more appropriate to reopen 5B.
Okay, let's move back then to 5B, reading through the letter we received from Patricia. Basically, it's 2019 for the Alvinar locations where certain parts of the business was transferred. So some percent of the ownership was at that time transferred. And they're saying unexpected events, including COVID. The rules are very explicit that when there's an ownership change, you are to immediately notify the board of such change. And when there is an ownership change, those establishment licenses become null and void. And they're actually supposed to be returned to the state board. And you also noted two other, Silver Bell and Family Vision, that were done in July of 2020 and June of 2021. So those are two you've also talked about, transactions that have closed. And we were not immediately notified of the change of ownership on those. And that is the reason for the board's decision of why we see that you are in violation of our rules. And the other thing is once that ownership took place, the establishment license becomes null and void until you get a new one. And that's specifically stated out. It's in our rules.
I do not contend or have any issues with the rules and understand what they are. What I'm trying to say is that the change of ownership for the optical establishment did not occur.
Our interpretation is that Alvernon was operating under a different ownership, at least partial ownership by a corporation, and operated all those six locations for 2 years. But basically, a license that by our rules doesn't exist. So that's our reasoning behind what we're doing, and that's why we're going to pursue further. And Mr. Joe Cummins is one we've worked with in the past with the 2020 acquisition that was agendized and we dismissed because it was done quickly after the ownership change. And so there is someone at AEG that did have knowledge of the requirement of the state of Arizona board. So, again, I think we're, our vote on this will continue. You've got the response from the board. And when you have your discussions with, our executive director as well as our assistant attorney general, we can see where that heads and we'll readdress it in September.
And Mr. Chair? If may assist the board perhaps to request as part of the investigation documents related to the sales to the transfer in order to determine the specifics of the transfer of ownership that may assist the board in making a determination about any potential violation of board statutes or rules.
Right, but the way we see it right now, that's why we're going to proceed with this, Scott, and that's what we're going to come out of your meeting, hopefully, and we'll have clarity in that. We could dismiss or we could continue based on the findings. But I would say exactly AEG should be able to provide us with documentation of exactly when these things occurred, and we'll go from there. In the meantime, since you'll be getting new establishment licenses, the old ones should be sent to our executive director's office. Because the old
Thank
ones
you.
Are going to be null and void. Okay?
Thank you. And Mr. Assistant Attorney General, if you want to reach out to me directly to begin our discussions, I'd be happy to both share documents with you and to work with you on any consent that will be required. My email address is on the letter that I sent to the board.
Perfect. Okay. Yes, I'll send you an email, confirming email, and we can touch base and see if we can reach a resolution.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Certainly. My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. I think in case they're looking for the parts of the statutes that address it, it's the same rule I cited earlier. It's Rule 420.113 and 420.114. That's for your information, Patricia. And they are
Thank
on our website.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think that takes care of all of our business.
Dale?
It is now. Yes.
Dale, can I just make one comment?
Sure.
Do we need to put on the agenda any concerns about the upcoming Halloween and contact lenses, given the fact that we're into this COVID kind of limbo state with the Delta variant? Do we need to think about that in advance of October meeting?
It's something that's an ongoing agenda item as Megan does her travels. She's now back out doing her visits and going to the stores. So she is well aware of that. And we have Michael who will be on lookout of anything going on through the state area like he has done in the past. And we'll be abreast of that as much as we can. But absolutely, all of the opticians out there, all of the optical establishments should keep an eye out for people that are illegally selling these cosmetic contacts.
Mr. Chair, if I may, we can't actually discuss it because it isn't agendized for discussion,
but certainly
can be put on the next agenda, absolutely.
That's what I think we need to definitely go back to having the contact lens issue ongoing on our future agendas. Megan, if you would make sure it's always included. And this is the time, thank you for reminding us. This is definitely the time of year that we have to really be on diligent watch out because this is the time of year that the issues seem to arise. And with COVID, it's probably even more important because of the spread of germs, which is so commonly done through those soft contacts. Thank you very much, everybody. We are going to now adjourn into executive session. So the public, you may leave. Everyone has the number. We're going to call back in. We're going to executive session.
Chair, you would have to first, somebody would have to make a motion to go into this executive session.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we adjourn to executive session.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
And would that be the executive session under 38.431.3A1 to discuss and consider personnel matters exempt by law from the public?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect.
And it's been moved and seconded, that we go to executive session pursuant to the ARS statute 38431-03A3. And
yes, Mr. Chair, this would be A1.
This is it's A1. Okay, I see it. I misread. Everybody has the call-in number for the executive session?
Yes.
Board members? Okay.
Megan, if you can get the number, if you can text it to me. This is Michael.
Sure.
Okay. So it's been moved and seconded that we go into executive session. We'll do a roll call vote again. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman? Suzanne? She already left. Sherry?
Do we still have a quorum without Suzanne?
I don't know. Yeah, we should, if everyone else is still on.
Okay.
So, Michael, you're on?
I am.
Okay, Dale Nyblade, aye. Michael?
Aye.
Eileen?
Eileen Pettit, aye.
Sherry Mays? Deb Bright?
Aye, if I'm needed.
Yeah, you are. That gives us a quorum. We are now adjourned, going to executive session. Everybody that has the number, please call back in on that. After that session, we will come back to do the finish of our meeting. Talk to you all in a minute.
Goodbye, everybody. Bye.